All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to refill my coffee and we'll get ready to go once the numbers stabilize. Looks like I crashed mumble in my eagerness to smug. The fuck palace has to get cleaned pretty regularly. Yeah. I managed to fuck up and crash myself, guys. It's all good. We're back. Or I'm back. Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know? I'm not going to go into any more details about... It's funny. It started out as a fuck room, and then we started spending so much time in there. And after about, just invested, I'd just buy more things for it. We kept upgrading, and it started out as just a fuck room, and then it turned into a fuck palace after probably, I figure, around $8,000 worth of stuff. It deserves the palace appellation. It is decadence and depth, but what happens in there is private, and I'm not, I have one, but I'm not going to talk about any of the things that... I do. It is fun to talk about that stuff, though, on the meta show because, fooling around with a girlfriend is nothing special, but apparently in puppy world, the fact that goons like to do drugs, party, and fuck is something that makes the little incel bitches amongst our enemies very, very unhappy because they're busy simping after hot tub streamers or whatever it is those fedora-wearing losers do. Trilby, I should say. Arendis will correct me, so. Okay. My voice is a little scratchy today. I wonder why. So this is going to be a little bit more of a business-oriented fireside. When I say business-oriented, we're going to be talking about dotting our I's, crossing our T's, doubling down, and focusing, because things have gone very well in the past couple of weeks for us, and that just makes me paranoid. If you guys have been through Hell Wars with me before, you know how I roll. The nightmare is to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory just because things are currently going our way and that the enemy is fucking up and making mistakes. It is all the more important for us to, as much as I might be, screaming at the puppies on the meta show and whatever, internally, this is the time where we really have got to focus and make sure that we are doing even more work to keep these guys out of this constellation. I'm going to give you a background on what's been happening for people that might have missed the festivities in this week, and why this is important and what we're going to be doing. The enemy has Asbels. I want you to all look at the op ticker on goonfleet.com right now. If for some reason you don't know about the op ticker on goonfleet.com, go to goonfleet.com and look at the top of the fucking page. There's an op ticker. You should all know this by now. There are Asbel timers. They have been dropping Asbels in our space. We must destroy them. The reason why we must destroy them is that we do not want to allow the enemy a tether point for their capitals. We are using our capital advantage. It is critically important that those of you that are carrier jocks, and most of you now are carrier jocks, make sure you have the correct fighter loadouts, that you have all of the fits that you need, including all the drone nav computers that the FCs are calling for. Because as you have seen over the course of the last couple of weeks, carriers and super carriers are a key part of our defense because bad guys don't like fighters. Bad guys aren't willing to use their capitals, and we're going to use the fuck out of that advantage at every opportunity. And as part of that, that also means that you need to make sure that your carriers and thus your fighters are able to keep up with everybody else's carriers and their fighters, and that you're able to perform like everyone else, that your shit isn't lagging behind uselessly. So please, 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 if you're a carrier jock, ask for help if you're confused. Just ask for help in Capswarm. Ask for help in your corp. Just ask for help. If you're confused about something, please check it, because I would prefer that you have a moment of going, gosh, I might have something that's wrong. Make sure that you have it right. Get help from your friends in the fucking trenches next to you such that we can all be more effective in this defense. The nightmare is to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. The enemy has lost their momentum. Today, instead of attacking us, they went up to attack initiative in curse. Yesterday, instead of getting back on the bicycle after they suffered a significant subcap loss on Friday, but it was still a subcap loss. Yes, yes, they were bombed. They were bombed harder than anybody has ever been bombed before, but it was still just a subcap loss. They could have gotten back on the bicycle. They should have attacked us on Saturday. They should have attacked us earlier today, but they didn't. And so that is the enemy compounding their own errors, and that's good. That's free value for us. We want them to lose their momentum. We want them to lose their hope, but we cannot rest on our laurels. This is not a, I'm smugging. We're all happy about it. High fives all around. It's great, but this war is nowhere close to over, even though it appears that momentarily that they are faltering. We've got to dot our I's, cross our T's, focus, work on your stockpiles, make sure all of your ships are correct. When there isn't a fight, make sure your fittings are correct. When there isn't a fight, if you're confused about something, ask your friends for help. There is no shame. There is no shame in just checking and asking, hey, I'm a relatively new carrier pilot, or hey, I'm not sure about this, that, or the other thing, because if your guns are working better, then everybody is going to have a better time defending this stuff. So just please help each other out such that everybody's shit is correct. If we are able to keep shutting these motherfuckers down in this coming week in the way that we have been successfully shutting them down in the past couple of weeks, the bad guys are going to be in real trouble. But it is on us to fuck up. And that is why I'm really, really paranoid about this. Because that's how I get. We're getting close to a big momentum shift. You guys are seeing here how the bad guys, their numbers are bleeding out. If they lose another 10% of their line member numbers because they've been demoralized, because their line members don't appreciate their incompetent leaders making the same mistakes over and over again and offering nothing but excuses. But we're close. We're real close. And so it's on us to fuck this up. Do not fuck this up. Ask each other for help. Make sure all of your questions are answered to your satisfaction. Make sure your shit is correct. And this coming week, when you see pings for killing the Zazbells and being around, when you see things on the optiker, be there. We need to confirm that we have stopped their momentum when they dash themselves on our walls. Because if we get them to a dead stop, like we kind of have them right now, it is going to be very difficult for them to recover their strategic momentum, because they're going to have to get wins. The main thing here is to deny these bitches wins by crushing them, crushing their spirits, crushing their fleets, just doing all the stuff that we have been doing successfully for the last couple of weeks. We just have to focus more and make sure we do not fuck it up. Okay, so I mean, that's the scared straight speech. But the important thing, so now that we've talked about that, I can sort of hand out some gold stars. I am so fucking proud of you motherfuckers. I am so fucking proud. We have been doing this shit for almost a year now. We have been fighting the entire goddamn galaxy. Every terrible stereotype about Nullsec, Blue Donut, Crabbers, Whiners, Botters, Renters. That's who Pispy is. That's literally, because that's the rest of Nullsec. They are the stereotype. We have been it's the entire galaxy worth of them. And we have been fighting these bitches for almost a fucking year now. And this last week has made me just so proud. So proud. Because we have been through hell together. That these pieces of shit have tried to put us through this hell and have put us through this hell. And instead of breaking, we have grown stronger. We have grown closer together. And we have grown harder and colder and more vengeful. And that time is coming. That time is coming. But it's not here yet. I don't want you guys, unlike Villy or any of these other excuse makers, I'm not going to get up in front of you and say, oh, well, it's going to take another 3 to 8 more months or whatever. War is a fluid situation. Events occur. Black swan events occur. Sometimes lightning strikes. Sometimes Pando, Alice, and Dark Shines strike. And then things go faster or things go slower. So right now, what we've seen here after Friday is that the success that we have had has accelerated timelines a little bit, and it does look like the enemy is losing momentum. And it is a delight to get to this point. But I'm not going to tell you that I know when this is going to end. It ends when their spirit is crushed. It ends when they don't want it anymore. It ends when they are broken. And then our fun begins. I don't know about you guys, but in this last year, I've spent a lot of time thinking about what we're going to do to these people once we get to the other side of the pivot point. Once we've seen them off, then the fun will begin. I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of wonderful things to show them. But we can't get there unless we really work to make certain that they are shut down and broken in these next couple weeks. So, hey, yeah, they've been putting lots of Azbells down. Yeah, maybe another Azbell kill isn't the most exciting thing in the world. It's actually pretty exciting because we're starting to get to the really fun bit of a hell war. This is the kind of hell war stuff the really entertaining bit. If you answered the horn of fucking Gundor, if you're old school, you know what's coming next. You know the kill frenzy spam. You know. Oh, and for those of you are none of you are summer children anymore. You have all been blooded in a proper fucking hell war. But those of you that have never seen an old school hell war revenge rampage. Oh man, you guys are gonna have a lot of fun. It's good. But eyes on the prize. We cannot get to the purging and the killing and the kill frenzy and the vengeance and the destruction and the screams and the screeching of our despised, cowardly foe. We can't get there unless we dot our I's and cross our T's. Believe me, I want to jump to the smug. Believe me, I want to get to just, ha ha ha, you know, you're screwed and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But we cannot snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. We must hold the line. We must man the walls. We must destroy these Asbels. We must increase our stockpiles. We must check our war gear. We must ask questions of each other such that all of our weaponry is at maximum efficiency. The pubbies are pulling out all of the stops because they are faltered and they know it. When I say that they're pulling out all the stops, they actually had a very clever plan that we successfully saw off on Friday. And I want to go over this because it's been sort of obscured by the amazing, 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 historic, world-class, history-making bombing runs that Panto and Alice and Shines have been pulling off. Everyone on those bomber crews, by the way, I want to get you guys a special forum title, kind of like the Valhalla Riders. Like, you guys did something history-making, and so I don't know how we're going to inventory that, but if we can make sure that find out everybody who was involved in those runs and get them a fucking medal, you guys have beyond earned it. But let's talk about what they tried this week. They had a clever plan. And we need to be aware of this whenever there's going to be a European long weekend, when the U.S. does not have a long weekend. They know that they can't get through our defenses easily in U.S. time zone. So they waited for this weekend, where the Europeans had a long weekend. They had Thursday off. The Americans did not. They timed their sneak attack for midnight eve on Friday. And what that meant was is that their Europeans could stay up late to support their USTZ people, or just try to get in there and do whatever, while a lot of our USTZ guys were still at work. And they called up pubbies that we have never seen in months in this war. There was a fleet from Fed Up. They called Fire in. They called Winter Coalition in, though I don't think WC actually made it. They sent pings about it. They scraped every single fucking pubby they could find out of the 103 alliances that they started this war blue to come to try to do the surprise attack. And we saw it off. And before lightning struck, before Pando, Alice, and just all of it just zonked them off the field, I was extremely happy to take a 30 billion ISK loss on the ISK war to see off that attack, because that was a full constellation press. It was a clever plan on their part because they were leveraging a time zone advantage to try to get one up on our USTZ. You guys rushed home. When you saw the screaming pings, you rushed home. Those of you that were US time zone, you got there. Init bought us time by holding the ground while we were sort of, you know, the truth is that we were kind of scrambling there to begin with. We had that Eagle fleet situation, and Init sacrificed a battleship fleet to buy us time. And I'm very, very thankful that they did. I think we would have been fine regardless one way or the other. But, you know, when you see your allies get out in front and tank multiple fleets to buy the time for the rest of us, that is what the Imperium is about. Our enemies have been spending all this time talking about how we are going to stop being allies, how we're going to break apart, because they assumed that we would do that because they thought that we were like them. I have never been so proud. Just think of the accomplishment that you have all participated in thus far. We're not even done yet. And we've been doing this for almost a year, holding out against the entire fucking galaxy. That is an astounding achievement. That is something that has never happened in the history of online gaming. This war is going to be researched by academics. Creepily enough, there are a lot of people who write their theses on fucking EVE Online and the shit that we do here. This war is going to be studied. This is, in many ways, an impossible war. We're fighting the entire galaxy for almost a year now. And it'll be a year and it'll be then some. Because the enemy doesn't get to say when the war ends. We get to say when the war ends. And we're not going to be done until we're done. And that might take a while. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. But we got to get there. And that's why we got to do traditional, old school, disciplined, dot the I's, cross the T's. Don't let them in. If you see us forming early for a timer, you get in the fucking fleet. You see carriers and supers forming, you get in the fucking fleet. You see an ADM fleet, you get in the fucking fleet. We cannot allow the fun, which we will soon be having, to be sacrificed by hubris. No hubris. The path to victory lies on a continuum between no hubris and no not believe it. So stay there. We're almost there, boys and girls. We're almost fucking there. And for those of you that haven't seen, weren't, if you're a summer child, you weren't, none of you, again, none of you are summer children. At the start of this world, we had some summer children. By now, you are all well and truly blooded. But the fun stuff, the stuff that the old school guys who responded to the horn and came back, the stuff that they wanted, the stuff that they expected, that is soon to be at hand if we do our job correctly. And, oh, it's wonderful. We're going to show these motherfuckers how EVE Online can actually be played, because these summer children puppies that we have been fighting, they seem to think that EVE Online is some fucking hug box. They spend all this time talking about goons are bad, goons are bad, goons are bad. They have forgotten what the Great War was like. Many of them were never around. They've never seen anything that can be done in this game played to its maximum because they're too busy playing Sandbox Police. They don't want people to play with Sandbox in ways that they don't like. But oh yeah, goons are bad. Goons are bad. Ooh. They've seen nothing yet. All right. Let me take some questions because our finances are looking good. Our bond rating is going up. I think confidence in our war bonds is only increasing after recent events. Fish update. The nice thing about the fish is that once we got plants in the... So we've got duckweed and moss in the fish tanks, because I haven't really been thinking about the fish that much this last month. Like, they're doing good. No real updates there, but the tanks are able to go for a longer period of time. I've got crystal clear water on them, and that's good because I'm spending more... honestly, I'm spending way more time thinking about the fuck palace than I am about the fish at the moment. I just need like a month to really get that out of my system. I'm not ever really getting that out of my system. So if goons are bad, why would that be a bad thing? You know, I want to tell you guys a story. Old school shit. At the start of the war, start of the Great War, this is back in like 2006, Remedial, who founded Goonfleet, gave a speech. And, you know, Remedial was Remedial. He stole the Titan Fund and went fuck goons and first name, last name, sent faxes of his penis to his law office care of Cum Lord. And that's just one of the gooniest fucking things I've ever seen. It's one of the reasons why these school children pubbies in 2021 are talking about goons this, goons that, and they have no fucking idea what they've unleashed here. Remedial gave a speech, and he was a great guy. He was fucking great at speeches. Wasn't a great guy, but he was great at giving speeches. And he had this line, and it'd make the pubbies really fucking mad if they heard it today. As we were young at the time. We didn't have any skill points. We were a bunch of goons and Syndicate. SU-8A4, OG, straight out of Syndicate, motherfuckers. And then the entire galaxy ganged up on us, which would be the pattern of our history forever, is all the fucking pubbies get together. The reason why they hate us, I think, is genuinely, is not because of anything in particular that we do. It's because we're playing with our friends, and we don't give a shit what they think. And the one thing that marks a pubby is that they all sit around in their little echo chambers on their Discords, and they give a shit what they think. Like, you know, if ProGod calls me a bitch, I think it's awesome because it means that he's angry, that he's trying to come at me, and I want him angry. I want him unhappy. That makes me happy. But they care what each other thinks, and goons have only really cared what our people and our friends think, right? Like, our people deserve the best. Fuck all these puppies. So the entire galaxy had ganged up against us to come beat up on the newbies in Syndicate, and Remedial gave the speech. And the defining line, and this sticks in my head a lot, is... Our enemies are bullies, but we are monsters, and monsters eat bullies. Now, maybe in 2021, you say, oh, we're monsters. Ooh, that's scary. But that was EVE Online back then. And that's the people who responded to the horn, the Great War Crew, old school Hell War or something else. These guys want to talk about, you know, we were in a Kremlin meeting earlier, and I was getting informed by Apple Pear that Matterall has apparently been telling people that he's going to be doing like a psychoanalysis of me as like a recurring thing, analyzing the fireside chats and stuff like that. Apparently he's done a couple of these things on Crying in Stations. I haven't listened to any of them because I don't give a shit. I don't watch Crying in Stations. I don't listen to it. It doesn't matter to me. And that fact, I think, the fact that we are comfortable with conflict, the fact that we are comfortable with saying fuck you to the entire galaxy, the fact that we want to do our own thing is deeply threatening to these very insecure puppies that want to have their little coward's consensus of how the sandbox game should be played. So be careful what you wish for. And in the case of all of Pispy, they wanted to fight a hell war against all of Goons to get rid of us, and now we're here, and most of the weaknesses in our organization have been sandblasted away after a year of this, and we're still here. We have more Titans than them than when we started the war, because we killed a whole bunch of their Titans, and the fun is only just beginning. No more Mr. Nice Goon. There is no reason for us to bother with any of anything that they want or care about. They've already declared hell war on us. They've already declared a war of extermination on us. They're already calling us Hitler. They're already calling us toxic and bad for the game. They're already analyzing our toxic masculinity. As if I give a fuck what any motherfucker on Crying in Stations thinks about anything, as long as they're angry, because fuck them. A year of this. It's going to be our turn soon. And I have such wonderful, wonderful things to show the rest of the fucking galaxy. Our people deserve the best, and our people deserve their fucking vengeance, and we will have it. We will have our screams. We will show them what happens when you truly fuck with the Imperium. No mercy. No mercy. We have a lot of work to do. Let's get back out there. Turn up to those fucking Asbel timers. You watch the fucking opticker. You ask each other the questions. You make sure that your friends, if they seem to have something wrong, you ask them, and you be nice to them. You be nice to each other. You be nice to your brothers and sisters in the trenches, and you save all the spite and all of the rage and all the frustration in your hearts for our enemies. Help each other out. Make sure your war gear is good. We're almost there, boys and girls. Let's not fuck it up. Get back out there. Get to work. I'll see you next week.